Once again, to our buddies at Impact Media for allowing us to come on here and talk about our favorite indoor team, hopefully your favorite indoor team. If not, they should be the Texas Revolution. And, of course, as I said, I like to get on all the newest players as they are signed and re-signed. And, of course, without further ado, I want to bring on my very special guest tonight. He is, of course, the newest Texas Revolution wide receiver. He is DJ Ward. How you doing, DJ?
Yay, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. As we were talking about before the before we got on here, trying not to become a human popsicle.
Yeah, I hear you, man. It's getting a little chilly out here in Dallas, Texas, too, man.
Yeah, it definitely is. I wish we had an indoor facility. It would be nice.
Yeah, definitely.
But, of course, like I said, you are one of the newest Texas Revolution players. And the way I like to start a lot of these off is with the simple thing of what is your story to this point as far as how did you get basically from Woodlands, Texas to signing with the Revolution?
I'll just go over my entire story, man. I went to high school, College Park High School in the Woodlands. More of an option team, so I only got about 13 catches my senior year. So I didn't get a lot of looks coming out of high school at all. So I chose to play for a prep school in Houston, Texas, and I got some film there. Then I went to walk on at Stephen F. Austin State University. That was pretty much my only option. I just had to take a chance, man, and, you know, it worked out for me. I played there 3 years, was an All-American 1 year, and then came out last year with that draft class. And just, you know, had a lot of teams that just kind of overlooked me, I feel. And then the assistant general manager for the Texas Revolution, you know, thank goodness, thank God he found me. You know, we got in contact, and, you know, this is where I'm at now, just ready to play, ready to ball, and just, you know, just follow my heart with football, man.
Absolutely. And, of course, you are referring to one John Navarez Jr.
Of course, John Navarez.
Exactly. I want to give a shout-out to him. He had a scary moment outside of his apartment complex the other day, and he was actually the hero in the thing. So shout-out to you, John, for being a hero not just near a football field but also at home.
Yeah, John Navarro is a good guy, man.
He definitely is. And like I said before, he may be listening in. So, John, if you want to chime in, you know the number. We'd love to hear from you. But let's see. You mentioned – that you went to, it was Air Force Prep, right?
Southeast Prep out in Houston.
Oh, all right. And how did your time there compare to Stephen F. Austin?
It was good, man. We played a lot of D3 teams or NAIA schools, and, you know, competition was good. I was averaging around 2 touchdowns a game. And I just, you know, it was the team. It was good for me, so it got me a lot of film and exposure, and I sent that off. You know, my coaches sent that off, and I don't know, man. I just got overlooked again. So I'm used to being overlooked. You know, I'm used to trying to grind and, you know, get mine. So I got overlooked, and, you know, I just tried my hardest not to get discouraged and have my faith in the Lord, man. And I don't know, it was just something in my heart that just told me that I'd make it at SFA, man. And, you know, I walked on there and got a scholarship within about 2.5 months that spring. when I walked on. So it was a blessing, man.
Wow, that's pretty quick as far as how scholarships work that way. You know, for people who have never had to go through that process, what's it like trying to walk onto a team? I mean, is it just you kind of sign up and then just keep showing up until they either kick you out or give you a scholarship?
Yeah, man, crazy story. I went into the office one day. Head coach wasn't there. I was looking for a head coach, Coach Harper at the time. Went into the office. Second day, he wasn't there. Then I think about the next week, you know, I said, this is my last time I'm going in here. If this doesn't work, I'm transferring to somewhere else I feel like I'd be, you know, a good fit to, you know. So went into the office, and I think it was the offensive coordinator at the time. I was looking for Coach Harper. I said, is Coach Harper in? You know, I'm looking for some walk-on information. Man, he looked at me up and down and said no. And Coach Harper was back there at the time. So, you know, being one of those guys that are trying to walk on, you gotta have confidence. You gotta know yourself, man. You just gotta know yourself and know your worth, you know. And one of the other coaches, you know, he overheard it, and then he brought me back there to Coach Harper, and they were actually full on receivers. But he said I remember Nathan Schneider told me these exact words. He said, I'm gonna sign you up for, you know, the walk on. But if you ain't worth the crap, I'm kicking you out. you're done. He said, if you ain't worth the crap, you're done. So those words stuck in my head, man, and I just went out there and just, you know, it was one choice, man. It was ball or go home, you know, and I just chose the ball. And that's what happened, man. So, I really give a shout-out to Nathan Snyder. You know, I don't know if he's listening or not, but he really gave me a chance.
Well, if any of your former teammates or coaches or administrators are listening, definitely shout out to Stephen F. Austin and College Park High School and what was the name of the prep again?
Southeast Prep.
Southeast Prep. Wanted to make sure for some reason my brain kept saying Southwest and that didn't sound right. So shout out to all them.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Let's see. What was it like growing up in Woodlands, Texas?
It was cool, man. I had a lot of friends. Woodlands, Texas is a very big town. It should be considered as a city, but no, I had a lot of friends there, man. A lot of good guys that are from the Woodlands that are now playing in NFL, like Danny Amendola. I used to look up to him 7th, 8th grade. You know, we used to watch the Woodlands play state championship games, man. I used to look up to that guy. So the Woodlands is a great place to be, man. Really liked it.
Now, of course, if you met Danny now, you would look down on him because not because of any kind of attitude, but he's like, what, 5'8"?
Yeah, he's 5'8", but he can go, man. That joker can go, man.
Oh, he can. I enjoy watching the Hems and the Wes Welkers and we had Harry Douglas here in Atlanta a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And just watching those kind of guys that just play.
Mm-hmm.
But that's cool that you got a lot of you guys, as we go over it, a lot of you guys had famous people that went to your high schools and colleges. And that's always really cool because a lot of times that way you guys keep the string going to where the class now looks and goes, oh, well, you know, DJ Ward went here a couple years ago, and now, and before that, Danny Amendola did. You know, if I put in the work and I try real hard, I can achieve the things they have. And
yeah, exactly, man. You know, set a good example for everyone, especially the guys up under you looking up to you.
Exactly, which leads us to the next question. It's always one of my favorites. But what's it like being a role model?
It's good. You know, you always got to watch what you do. You know, you never know who's watching, who's looking at you. You know, it's great being a role model. I have a little brother that really looks up to me, so I always do the right thing and try to coach him up on life and things like that. You know, my mom's brought me up really well. She's taught me how to be a man, her and my father. So, you know, it's no pressure. A lot of guys feel like it's pressure, but no, it's not pressure. I enjoy giving good advice to people and, you know, going out, making the kids happy, signing balls for kids and things like that, taking pictures for the fans and everything. You just got to love the feeling. You know, you're not only playing for yourself, you're playing for the fans and other people, your family, things like that. So I really enjoy it, man.
Exactly, and we'll give the shout-out to Rev Nation at this point. You guys heard him. After the games, before the games, whenever you're allowed to do it, he will sign anything you got.
Yeah, definitely. Come see me.
Do you know what number you are yet?
No, I have no idea. But, you know, if John's listening, you know, pass it down to Coach Mann, but I would love to be 6 or 9, definitely.
I think we can I'm trying to think off the top of my head if let's see. They're working on the website, so I can't pull up the roster from there. Off the top of my head, I don't think there's a 6 or a 9. And if there is, I'm probably going to get an angry text message in a minute. But so far, the phone hasn't rung up yet. So, hey, we'll try to work on that.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely.
Do you have any fitness or nutrition tips? Anything you would just tell somebody who, you know, maybe come up to you at the gym or even at the grocery store or something in particular you do that you feel like works?
Trained for my pro day. I trained out in Tyler, Texas, Team Apex. You know, Bobby Stroop, he's great. That was a great facility, man. Great group of trainers. They pretty much taught me everything I know about nutrition. But just about every workout I do, I finish with cardio, either you know, the row machine or running and things like that, just to stay toned up. And always stretching and doing yoga. Yoga is, you know, by far not a feminine thing to do. If any of these guys are scared to get in yoga, nah, man. Yoga's a good thing to do. You know, keeps your muscles flexible. And so I really do a lot of yoga when I'm before and after my workouts. That's one thing I can say to everyone. Just do a lot of yoga.
See, that's something I've actually met Diamond Dallas Page from the wrestling world back from a few things I used to do, and I have his DDP yoga set I'm staring at right now, but I just haven't made the time to do it yet, and it's something I do want to get into because all you guys talk about those kinds of things, and it can only help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can only help you, man. It keeps you stretched out, man.
Definitely so. And let's see. Do you watch game film? And if you do, what do you watch for?
If you're talking about defenses, watch cadence, you know, which I'm a receiver inside and slot, but mainly outside receiver. But what are corners more, you know, what's their cadence, you know, along with people think, you know, people, you know, offenses, we have a cadence, you know, downset hut or whatever that is, and so defense will try to figure that out. But, you know, defenses have cadence too. Everyone's comfortable with what they do. They have something that they're comfortable doing. So I always try to see, you know, what this corner or what this safety or linebacker or strong safety is really comfortable doing. And then my job is to expose it with what I'm comfortable doing. So, you know, that's mainly what I do. You know, I just try to focus on what are you comfortable with and let me get you out that comfort zone.
Well, what do you think is the most important attribute to playing wide receiver?
Most important attribute to playing wide receiver, it's just patience. I think you have to have a lot of patience. Like, you know where you're going. He doesn't, you know, corner or, you know, linebacker, whoever's guarding you safety, they don't know where you're going. So you can really do all you want to do as long as you have patience, and you got to have sense of urgency when that ball's in the air. You know, man, I really pride myself on going up for that ball. That ball's in the air. It's mine. No one else's. So you gotta own it. You gotta have a mentality to where you gotta have that defense nervous, man. So, you know, it's really any position. Just have that killer mentality. It don't matter what you're playing, but that's the mentality I carry around when I play receiver.
I can definitely see that off the film I was able to dig up. I can definitely see that killer instinct and the patience as well.
Yeah.
Do you have any hobbies or talents?
Yeah, I love the fish, man. I love the fish. I do a little hunting, but I love the fish anytime I'm free, man. me and a couple of buddies, man, we do a lot of bass fishing. So lately I haven't been able to. I've been training a lot, but I can't wait to springtime roll around and start pulling those bass off the bed. So I love fishing, man. I'm really good at ping pong, so if anybody wants to play ping pong too, we can do that.
I'm sure a few of your teammates that are listening just heard that, and I feel like there's going to be a competition now.
Oh, we can get a ping pong table, man.
And also, again, not to wear his name out, but if John Tavares is listening, how about we put one of those in the clubhouse?
Yeah, let's do that.
And I was also passed a note by my producer here. You did a Warrior Dash at some point, did you not?
Yeah, I did. I did a Warrior Dash a few years ago.
So I've always wanted to do one of those. I mean, I run 5Ks for charities and stuff around here. Especially, yeah. We have one coming up at the end of February to benefit the homeless in Atlanta. You know, to try to help them out and get them back on their feet. But what's one of these Warrior Dashes like?
Man, it's fun. You get the whole nine, man. There's actually the Warrior Dash I did a couple years ago. I think it was, I want to say about 5 to 7 miles. I can't remember, you know, exactly, but we swam through a river, climbed over hills. We crawled under barbed wire fence, man. It was real fun, man. I didn't do it for time. I just did it to be fun and have fun and, you know, do something different. But, no, it's real cool, man. It's a great experience. There's another one. I don't know. It's called the Tough Mudder, man. And that one is pretty crazy. I think you get electrocuted in that one or something crazy like that.
Yeah, I've got electrocuted enough in my partial day job sometimes, so I'm good not doing that for fun.
Yeah, I ain't messing with that one either, man.
And I've just been passed this particular message from one John Tavares. No ping pong, only pen and paper for watching film.
That's all good, man. That's all good. I'll do the ping pong at my house.
See, a lot of people think I'm messing with him when I say he's listening in. You never know who's listening into these shows.
Me and John are pretty close, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he enjoys these. I need to have him back on the show sometime. What's something others may not know about you?
Probably that I can sing. You know, I don't let nobody know that I can sing. Nobody but my mom. She knows I can sing, but nobody believes me. And I don't blame them because I don't show them, but I can sing kind of, so I only let my mom hear that. She's the only one that can hear that. But yeah,
what kind
man.
Of stuff do you sing?
Al Green. I sang a Al Green song for her one time, and she put it as her ringtone. Yeah, that's my mom, man.
Hey, my mom would do the same. That's why I only sing in the car when nobody else is there.
There you go.
I think I sing quite good, but it's maybe because it's up so loud.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I haven't let anybody know.
Exactly, and I'm not going to put you on the spot here to sing, so we'll let that one go, because somebody will put me on the spot if I do, so.
Yeah.
And, of course, as we're talking here with the newest Revolution member, DJ Ward, great wide receiver, on Revolution Zone here, did you have a pro day in college?
Yeah, I did. I did have a pro day. That was I feel like it was May 2nd for some reason. It was in the spring last year.
What was your 40 time?
40 time was a 4.6. Yeah, 40 time was a 4.6.
Hey, that's still probably three times as fast as me. So that's actually a really good time, though.
Yeah. I've never been one of the fastest guys, but I don't know. I know how to play football, man. I just know how to play football, so.
As long as you know how to get open, that's all that's required of a receiver, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I'm not mistaken, didn't Jerry Rice want to run a 4.6?
Yeah, man. So, you know, you don't have to be blazing. You just got to know how to ball, man. Like I told you got to have that tenacious mentality. You got to own it.
Exactly. Who's your favorite celebrity that you've met?
That I've met? Favorite celebrity that I've met? I haven't met many celebrities, man, to be quite honest with you. I'll tell you, my favorite celebrity is probably The Weeknd. Yeah, he's a singer. He's one of my favorite celebrities that I'd like to meet, but I haven't met too many celebrities.
I can definitely get behind that. I mean, I've ran into a lot of people, and then sometimes you know, I consider them normal people to where people, you know, you don't realize they're celebrities until somebody's like, you know who that is? Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah. Actually, no, let me take that back. I met Birdman, Chris Anderson.
Oh.
Yeah, I met him at the YMCA back at home in the Woodlands. Actually, I was about, I think about 19, 20.
Did you challenge him?
Yeah, I met him. Yeah, I did, and he told me no. I definitely did. I had to challenge him, man.
Oh, yeah. Somebody like that walks in the gym, you're like, hey, we're going to play.
Yeah, he wasn't having it.
No. He probably was fielding phone calls.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite team growing up?
The Cowboys, man. Cowboys. That was my grandma's favorite team on my dad's side. She raised him up on that, and he raised us up on the Cowboys. Cowboys, man.
I definitely followed them a lot when I was a kid. My mom's actually a big Cowboys fan, so a lot of Sundays she's always decked out in the stars, and depending on how they're playing is to how much fun I have with her wearing that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Same thing with my dad.
It's just a lot of fun. I mean, I currently don't have a team, so it's fun for me to pick on everybody else. So.
Yeah, Cowboys will always be one of my favorite teams, but. You know, I kind of just watch guys that I feel like I can learn from. So I'll just watch receivers from different teams, you know, where I feel like I can take a look at their game and put it in mind.
Well, who do you like that's out there now?
I like the guys that are more my size, more my style, which are like Odell, and, you know, Antonio Brown, Steve Smith. I feel like Steve Smith is just great, man. That guy, that's exactly how I try to play, just like Steve Smith, man. He goes up and gets the ball, man, and he's fast, he's mean, he's tenacious, man. I like watching Dez, too, so that's just, you know, you can kind of tell with the kind of guys that I'm naming, what kind of style I enjoy to play and, you know, how I carry myself on the field and things. So those guys always, you know, I don't ever have, you know, too much pride to, you know, say, you know, those guys are better than me. Let me take a little bit from them so I can get better, you know. So that's what I do. I mainly just watch receivers like that.
Exactly. And based off the ones you mentioned there, especially Steve Smith, who is a personal favorite of mine as well, you're not going to be more physical than Steve on the field. It just there's not a corner out there. There's not a safety out there. There's probably not a linebacker that could out, you know, wrestle him if it come down to it.
Exactly, man. So that guy's fun to watch, man.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is. And just a couple more questions for you, and, of course, we'll let you back to your training, back to your evening. Like you said, it's probably a nice 52 degrees or so over there, so definitely enjoy that.
Yeah, man. Feels good outside.
Like I said, let's see, we don't have a barometer or whatever it's called here, so let's see if we can get it pulled up real quick. It's currently, it's up to 28 degrees over here.
Up
to 28. Yeah, it's up to 28. It was a little lower. I don't know why it got warmer.
That ain't good, man.
No, I need to go
enjoy 28 degrees.
It's interesting. You kind of get used to it after a while, but you never can conquer it.
Yeah, I hear you.
But like I said, a couple more questions, then we'll let you on to your evening. I know I asked you this earlier before the show, but have you met any of your teammates? And if so, what did you guys talk about?
I met Frankie. I heard a lot of good things about Frankie, man. He's a baller, and that's, you know, I like that. He plays defense. I'm guessing he can play, you know, any spot on, you know, defense and safety, I think, and play corner. You know, I heard a lot of good things about him. So I'm excited, you know, practice with him. You know, I love competition. So I've heard a lot of good things about him. We were actually at 24 Hour Fitness. I ran into him, recognized each other. Man, he's a good dude. So I'm ready to, you know, get it on and practice with him so I can make him better. He can make me better, and we can make this team better, you know. You know, team. Yeah, I've met a lot of guys on the team. I'm sorry, I can't remember a lot of everyone's names, but
you got plenty of time to learn.
Yeah, a lot of athletic guys and a lot of guys that just react and just go get the ball. You know what I mean? So I feel like we'll dominate. You know, I don't have a question about that. We're just ready to dominate. We want to start this season and take on whoever's coming. So I'm excited to play with these guys. It's a family, and that's how you want to be. You want to have a band of brothers that just go to war together. So I'm excited, man.
Exactly, and I think it was last week that I went over just kind of brief overview of the upcoming schedule for you guys. It's actually a pretty favorable schedule. It's not a whole lot of, you know, big long trips like from A to B, coast to coast type stuff. So it should work out pretty well. But I know if you've been to the new Revolution office, they just moved into a new office just a couple weeks ago, then it's hard to forget who Frankie Solomon Jr. is, because the franchise has his own stand-up fat head as you walk in the door.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well deserved.
Definitely so. When they start putting banners in the rafters, I think by far he's probably got to be the first one.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's the kind of guys I want to be surrounded by.
Which just means you can't let him pick you off and pick off a pass meant for you in practice, or he'll never let you live it down.
Oh, even if that were to happen, it ain't the end of me, man. Trust me, I'm coming back next play.
Oh, I absolutely believe it. Let's see. Really final question on the night, and it's a pretty fun one. We used to get some good feedback from the fans on it as well. What is your message for the Revolution Nation this season? What's your message for the fans?
What exactly do you mean by that?
Like, if you could speak directly to the fans about this season, what would you tell them?
I tell them be excited, man. You know, we were really close last year, and this year we don't want to drop off. We're gonna go get it, man. You know, if I was to meet one of these fans, man, I know they have confidence in us, so we have the most confidence in ourselves, man. We're just ready to ball. We just want to get it off, and we want to keep, you know, every year follow that. So, yeah, man, just be excited.
I think that's a good message, and I think that's something they'll definitely get behind. I did remember one last question. Just like you said earlier, I didn't write it down, so I'm glad I remembered it. But do you have a favorite touchdown celebration, or are you just one of those who like to hand the ball back and get going again?
Usually I do like to hand the ball back and get going again, but, you know, I think I'm going to switch it up. I think I'm going to have I might add a little touchdown celebration to my game, man. I just want to have fun. A lot of guys shoot that last barrel in that gun and they're done, but, man, I'm reloaded. So I'm so excited, man. I just want to show it, man. So I might add a little touchdown celebration. I can't reveal what it is yet, but when I get in that box, man, you'll see it.
Well, I know one of your teammates, Darius Fudge, one of the running backs. He tries to come up with some pretty creative things. So maybe you guys can link up and do something, because as far as I know, unless they've changed the rules again, which tends to happen sometimes in sports, for the most part, as long as you're not over the top, you can get away with a lot in indoor.
Yeah, definitely, man. I've seen a lot of funny things, so hopefully we can work some up. Maybe he'll let me work some up with it.
Maybe so, and I'm pretty sure Darius is listening now. So Darius, you need to. Need to hit up DJ here, and you guys can start coordinating already.
Yeah, for sure, man. We'll get it done.
Definitely. And before I let you go, in case people want to follow you on social media, how can they find you?
My Twitter name is at DJ_Ward_9. That's Twitter. And then my Instagram name is DJ_Ward9. So that's Twitter and Instagram right there.
Yep, that's the two easiest ways to find you, right?
Yes, sir.
Definitely so. Well, DJ, it's been just an absolute blast having you on, and it's always good to have you guys on, but it's good to get to know you a little bit, and every time I talk to a new player, I seem to get more and more excited for this season. So good luck on this season, and we'll definitely try to have you back on during the season to see how things are going.
Yeah, sounds good, man. I enjoyed it. You know, thanks for having me on, and you know, I'm looking forward to the season. So, you know, it'll be a fun time.
Definitely so. So, like I said, we'll let you to your evening, and enjoy your 52-degree weather.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
And, of course, like I said, that is newest wide receiver for the Revolution. That is DJ Ward. John Tavares, if you're listening, he would like number 6 or number 9 if you have any pull in that. You know, maybe have Tim Brown go and talk to him as well, because I'm sure he could give him some notes on some things. And not that Tim's not already super busy. But, yeah, just a blast getting to talk to DJ. He's a real cool dude, as you can tell. Definitely like to try to meet up with a lot of these guys and just chill out. And you guys will see him around. I mean, he's already in the Dallas area. He told you that him and Frank are at the 24-Hour Fitness. So if you're a member of the 24-Hour Fitness, even though they don't sponsor this show, they get a free plug right here. Hey, they're probably up that way. And if you get a chance to go check out the new office, definitely go get your season tickets and all that kind of thing. Really good price on them right now. It's already a good deal, but really good price on them. Go check out the new office. See the Fathead Standout I was talking about, a Frankie, and a couple other things they got. Pretty much that's going to do it for me tonight. Appreciate you guys tuning in right here on Blog Talk Radio for Texas Revolution Zone. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Revolution!